Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Good morning, Washington, D.C. What up, everybody? Time to get up and Adam. I'm Adam Epstein, and this is D.C. Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We are simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 a.m., 105.1 FM here on a Saturday, September 6th, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Use it like I do every day. Gives you the ability to rewind, run some errands, then pick up right where you left off. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at. It's simple. AUDACY, and it's free. And we're talking football. And it feels like, to me, this was one of the longest off seasons of my life. It feels like forever ago that Washington played Philadelphia in the conference championship game. And maybe that's just what happens when your team has a successful season. I guess the offseason crawls along. You guys tell me your thoughts. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. But as a sports radio host covering this team, I felt like I did 150 Terry talk shows. Terry McLaurin talk, right? I mean, I did it. Chris Russell did it. The Junkies did it. We were forced to talk Terry. And it felt like it was the entire summer of Terry talk. It's finally over, right? No more speculating about what's going on in the offseason. It's a game week. Let's go. I am super excited to be talking Commanders with you here today. We'll bring on Logan Paulson, longtime Commanders tight end, now doing a great job covering the team as an analyst. He'll join us at 10:30. As this is the final show before the Commanders season begins, for me, I'm going to give out my season-long predictions for Washington and the National Football League. But I'll tell you right now, my bold prediction, and I've been doing this since I started working on the Junkies in 2015. Every year I come up with a bold prediction. My bold prediction for the NFL this year is that Jaden Daniels will be league MVP. Yeah, I'm coming out hot with that one. Jaden Daniels, league MVP, my bold prediction, copying what Lamar Jackson did in his second year, copying what Patrick Mahomes did in year two. Oh yeah, Dan Marino, Kurt Warner, league MVP in year two. And that's probably one of the reasons why Dan Quinn has said he doesn't believe in a sophomore slump, but a sophomore jump. Most NFL players make their biggest leap, biggest growth and improvement from year one to year two as they get more confident, more comfortable in the role that they are asked to play. So starting with Jaden Daniels, league MVP, as my bold prediction. I do feel like he's going to play really well. And I said this before, I'll say it again. Like, I think Adam Peters can wipe his hands clean and say he did his job for this offseason. I love the moves he made. I think Debo will be a 1,000-yard all-purpose guy, either running the ball a little bit, but a lot of catches for Washington this year. LT, the new LT, Laremy Tunsil, he should be able to give Cliff Kingsbury more opportunities to call longer developing plays. And then you got the simple fact that Cliff and Jaden are picking up right where they left off. Like, that was one of the best parts about the offseason, this long offseason that we had to go through, was that Cliff didn't take the New Orleans job, didn't leave Washington become a head coach, and is sticking here to work with Jaden once again. They brought the band back together, right? Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz, Austin Eckler, everybody in that QB room, including Marcus Mariota, who I don't think gets enough credit for how he's helped Jaden with his maturity and being like a leader on the sideline with him. So I'm super excited to see what Jaden Daniels has in store for year two and the offense as a whole for Washington. My only worry is the defensive side of the ball, but for the defense, I believe in coaching. I believe in the coaching staff to make a big difference. But I'm coming out the gate with a burst of energy and saying Jaden Daniels for MVP is my bold prediction. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. 1-800-636-1067. I like to make this the most interactive radio show possible. You can also tweet us at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Let me ask you this question. 1-800-636-1067. How long has it been since you were this excited for a season opener? How long has it been since you were this excited for a season opener? For me, it's like the home opener is tomorrow, Northwest Stadium. I know I've got a group of like 10 friends that are going to the game. All my buddies are going to be tailgating. I want to hear from you. How long has it been since you were this excited? I want to hear from someone in the 80s. Someone who lived through the 90s. I saw probably every season since like 1996, and I can confidently say this is the most excited I've ever been for a season opener. Like 1999, we made the playoffs with Brad Johnson. The 2000 season, I was excited, not this excited. 2012, right after the RG3 year, not this excited. He was all in for week one. I don't know that I was. It is a game week. Tomorrow's a game day, and this is the most excited I've been in my entire life, and that's because of how successful last year was. And I'm going to be giving out my season predictions for the Commanders today, and then we'll go behind enemy lines with a Giants reporter, bring on Logan Paulson, and get his thoughts on the game. But I just want to start with asking you guys, how excited are you for this? I mean, we've been waiting for this all offseason, and you got to give Adam Peters credit. Like, this whole Terry thing was the only blemish on the entire offseason. Other than that, it was pretty much perfect. They got it done. Like, I actually argued with Grant Paulson about this yesterday on my show. I think they got it done in time, where he had 13 days to ramp up. Like, I'm not expecting to see rust from Terry McLaurin at all. Now, I do believe that Deebo Samuel is going to be much more involved in the game plan. I think they are going to feature him heavily early in this game. And I think you should, because, like, I think you kind of have to honor the fact that he was a great professional this offseason. While there was drama with Terry McLaurin, Deebo Samuel showed up every day, worked hard, and made explosive plays throughout training camp. So I think you have to thank him for that and get him involved and get him comfortable and get him in Jaden's sight of view, get him in Jaden's vision, and you force-feed him in the first few drives of the game. And then throughout the season, you work him in when you can. But I'm expecting no rust from Terry McLaurin, but I am expecting more Deebo Samuel to be featured in Game 1 against the New York Giants. And defensively, like, this is the most excited I've been for a rookie corner in a while. I mean, there was hype for Mikey Sainer still, but it was like, well, he's kind of smaller. He's going to play inside. Trey Amos is going to be it seems like he could be a number one on the outside eventually. A lockdown corner. And it'll probably be neighbors against Marshon Lattimore to start. I'd like Amos to get an opportunity, especially if Lattimore is getting, pass interference penalties. But I'm super excited to see what Trey Amos can do on the outside. The Athletic came out with a bold prediction for every NFL team, and they said Trey Amos 5 interceptions. I mean, that would be spectacular if that happened, because that's the big thing the defense needs to improve on this season, is getting off the field with more turnovers, or just getting off the field in general with third down stops, better on fourth down, holding teams to field goals in the red zone, and turnovers. And we'll see how the pass rush develops. I don't think people are giving them enough credit for the Dietrich Wise signing. I think there was a lot of talk that, Javon Kinlaw is being overpaid, and then it was all excitement for Von Miller. I think Dietrich Wise is going to come in. He's going to be one of the starters, and I think he's going to be a big piece on the defensive side of the ball this year. So, I mean, this is the most excited I've been for offense, for defense. And then let's talk special teams for a second. Like, Jalen Lane had punt returns for a touchdown at Virginia Tech when I was covering the team watching him. I think he could be an explosive player in the special teams. And there's talk that Deebo Samuel's going to be kick returner number one. Sign me up for that. Hello. I'll take that. That sounds awesome. This is the new NFL here, where dynamic kickoffs are more of a designed play. There's less of a threat to injury. And you're going to go with your playmaker back there. We had Austin Eckler last year. And according to the depth chart, it's going to be Deebo Samuel. I think that's awesome. I think from what we saw in the first two games, it really does change the drive. You're starting at the 35 or you're starting inside the 20. It's massive now in the NFL. And so I'm super excited. And then the last thing I'll say to close out this segment about how excited I am, taking a shot at Dak Prescott. Jaden Daniels would have won that game Thursday. I've never watched a game and had more confidence that my quarterback would have won that game. The entire second half, they needed one score, and they couldn't get it done. Dak Prescott vomited all over himself, and somehow some of his spit got into CeeDee Lamb's gloves, and he dropped two passes that could have won them the game. I'm so confident in Jaden Daniels now going up against the Eagles and going up against the Cowboys and tomorrow against the New York Giants. Like, what we saw last year, you give my guy four opportunities to get one score, he's getting it done. It's a game week. Tomorrow's a game day. I'm super excited for this. But there's also part of me that's worried, and I'm filled with emotions. I want to pour them out to you here on the radio show today, and you guys can chime in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067, 1-800-636-1067. If you're like myself, last season was the greatest season of my lifetime. Unless you lived through the 80s, unless you were, 10 years older than me and you got to see the early 90s, last season was probably the greatest season of your lifetime. How do the Commanders follow that up? I do feel like we were one of the winners of the offseason. We needed to be. It felt like it was an arms race in the NFC. And Washington kept up with people. Because we made the move for Deebo. We made the move for Tunsil. The Von Miller, hopefully, is like the icing on the cake. I'm super excited. I mean, think about this for a second. I know Grant tweeted this out the other day. Three future Hall of Famers on one team in Washington, and they're not, like, over the hill and just here for money? Like, they're here to try to win a championship. Von Miller, Bobby Wagner, Zach Ertz. And maybe Jaden Daniels' future Hall of Famer. We just got a really great collection of talent, a leader of men in head coach Dan Quinn, and a guy that I really like behind the scenes in Adam Peters. It does feel like it's a recipe for success. But as Dan Quinn told the media earlier this week, if you think the season does not begin until January, you'll miss it. And for Washington to make the postseason, which is my goal for this year, I do believe they need to win week one at home, and I do believe they need to beat the Giants twice to make that happen. And so that's why there is a huge emphasis on coming out of the gate and getting a victory and a statement victory and set up what could be your identity for this season. Are we going to be a team that runs all over people? Are we going to be a team that boat races teams first one to 40? Are we going to get off the field? Are we going to create turnovers? Are we going to be like we were last year? Anybody, anywhere, anytime. The motto for head coach Dan Quinn. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan. We're live till 12 noon. Don't go anywhere. Don't touch that dial. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. What up, what up, what up? It's AWOD. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. We're simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 9-10 a.m., 105.1 FM. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 p.m. and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. So Washington opens their 2025 NFL season at home tomorrow, Northwest Stadium against the New York Giants. I can't wait to see what the crowd looks like. Like I said, I've got a ton of friends that are going. It's sold out. With the excitement of last season, there really should be 75% Commanders fans there. I'm going to be upset if there's more than 25% wearing the stupid giant blue. Need everybody to be loud and proud in that stadium. The team might need us because it's going to be more difficult than I think some people might imagine with the way Giants played us last year in the two battles. I've said my bold prediction, Jane Daniels league MVP. And this is the most excited I've been for a season opener in my lifetime. Give us your thoughts. You can tweet us at AWOD Radio or call in 1-800-636-1067. Willis tweets me, AWOD, beating New York is important because it's a divisional game and going into Green Bay on a short week will not be easy. This is the most excited I've been in 30 years. He says, I go back to the Joe Gibbs era. Curtis tweets me, AWOD, I haven't been this excited since Gibbs year two. After seeing that first year, you knew we finally had a bona fide coaching staff. I'm also excited to see JD5 in year two and his progression. Let's go out to the phone lines. 1-800-636-1067. We've got Robert in Herndon. What's up, Robert?
Hey, what's up, AWOD? How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fantastic, man. Doing great.
Awesome.
That's not the first time I've heard that Jaden Daniels could be a league MVP. I heard other sports media and people talking like that as well.
And what do you feel
Jaden
about it?
Works hard.
How do you feel about it?
I feel that he could be. He works hard. And he works hard so that he can get better. And, you know, he do the virtual and he works and he follow the quarterback coaches and guy got ice water in his veins and he's a champion because on all those fourth downs and two, fourth and one, fourth and three, fourth and five, Jaden picked all that up last year.
Yeah.
That boy is a champion.
He's clutch. Do you feel like he deserves to be in the same conversation with Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson?
Not quite yet. But head to head, he got a face, though. He only faced Lamar once. So
yeah.
He's going to face Patrick, and he's going to face Josh Allen sooner or later. He's going to face the real good quarterback sooner or later. But one thing about Jaden, though, he brings it he's a leader, and you ought to hear how he barks the plays out in the huddle and stuff like that. I can tell that guy is a champion, man.
Hey, man, I'm with you. That's good awesome. Call. I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open. 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. So the reason I asked if he belongs in the same conversation of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson is what those two guys did in their year two in the National Football League. It's incredible. And so I feel like last year, I might have been the first one to say this, but after the Cincinnati game, I declare this guy's Washington's new franchise quarterback, and he is the perfect combination of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. He can extend a play and throw it downfield. He can extend a play and run and pick up the first down with his legs himself. So what did those two guys do in year two? So after Patrick Mahomes' rookie season, sophomore slump, he led the Chiefs to a 12-4 record, 5,000 passing yards, 50 touchdowns, 2 rushing touchdowns, AP First Team Offensive Player of the Year, and league MVP. Lamar Jackson played 7 games as a rookie, came back the next year. You knew it was his team. He played 15 games, led the Ravens to a 13-2 record, 3,000 passing yards, 36 touchdowns, also ran for 1,206, first-team All-NFL, and league MVP. And after what Jaden Daniels did last season in 17 games, 69% completion percentage, 3,500 passing yards, but to me, it's the passing yards combined with the rushing yards is what makes him the combination of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson. And look, it is only been one season. But when you think about it, like, every season's almost two seasons, right? Because you have the regular season and the postseason. And then you think about it like, well, last year he had his first half of the season, and then he had that injury and the 3-game losing streak. And then he came back so much stronger and led this team on a 5-game win streak to get in the postseason. And then was probably the best quarterback in the postseason, right? I mean, he was better than Jared Goff. Jalen Hurts ran. He didn't throw like Jaden was throwing. Now, Stafford was good in his game, but he wasn't good enough to get past Philly. And the like, what Jaden did last year was just iconic. And I think that because of his work ethic, I think he will take a big leap forward this season. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. So last year, like I said, was one of the greatest seasons of my life. It was actually the most success I've witnessed this team have, and I believe this is just the beginning. Because like I said, I like the moves Adam Peters made, and maybe more importantly, like, I think Dan Quinn's a great coach and a leader of men, and defense is his specialty. And I don't think the defense is going to let us down again this year. I really don't. And so after stunning the NFL world last year, the Commanders were one of the most aggressive teams in the offseason. They did keep up with the rest of the NFC, I do believe. And now it's, hey, can they back that up? Can my favorite team do what I've never seen them accomplish? I've never seen them win the Super Bowl. I've never seen them have a league MVP. But what I'm asking for is simply to make the playoffs 2 years in a row. I want to be in the offs. I want to be there. Week 18, season ends. What is it? 18 teams start their off season? I don't want to start our off season then. I want to at least play one game. I know there's expectations of, can we get to San Francisco and play in the Super Bowl? Can we get back and replicate what we did last year and get to the conference championship game? I don't care what happens when we get to the playoffs. I just need this team to get there. Because I feel like if you knock on the door every single year and you get there, you get there, you get there, eventually you do break through. And it would be a big step back to not make the postseason this year. When you do have most of the pieces, right? Like you have what it takes, I think, to be a playoff team. It would be a failure if you can't accomplish that. Just get to the postseason. That's what I'm asking for. And it starts week one against the New York Giants. And for New York, it was a very interesting offseason. It felt like they brought in a million quarterbacks, right? The only quarterback room in America that most people recognized all four names, Tommy DeVito, Jackson Dart, Jameis Winston, and the new starter, Russell Wilson. I'm not forgetting what Russell Wilson did last year to Washington. I'm not forgetting that Russell Wilson had a big first half lead against Washington when he was a member of the Denver Broncos. And I'm not forgetting what Russell Wilson did to Washington when he was a member of the Seattle Seahawks. He has burned us in the past. How do you stop him? You cannot let him create an explosive play downfield with that deep ball. He throws a beautiful deep pass right into the bucket. How do you stop that? You got to move him off his spot. You got to have a good pass rush. And you got to have some sticky corners and some safeties over top that can make a play on the ball. Because as much as he's got a great deep ball, I do think it's susceptible to turnovers. Because you can jump in front of that, or you can just out-jump the wide receiver on a good pass downfield. So to stop Russell Wilson, I think you cannot let him create an explosive play down the field, especially early in this game. What tests will the New York Giants bring for the Washington Commanders? Cliff Kingsbury told the media he feels like this could be one of the best defensive fronts they face all season long. What are you looking forward to most about this game, and what tests will the Giants bring Washington? Give us your thoughts. 1-800-636-1067. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Logan Paulson, longtime Commanders tight end and host of the Take Command podcast, will join us at 10:30. Phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet me at AWOD Radio or at 1067 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. Here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast, Team 980 in Richmond, 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM and always available on the go. With the free Odyssey app, it's game week. Tomorrow's game one, week one, Washington hosting the New York Giants. If you're going to the game, I want to hear from you. 1-800-636-1067. The question I ask you now is, how does Washington defeat the New York Giants? Look, the Giants are going to be a test. As Cliff Kingsbury said, they've got a very talented defensive front. It will be a huge test for this new-look offensive line, right? You've got Tunsil on the left side. He's brand new. Has played zero snaps with Jaden Daniels. You've got Josh Connerly on the right side. Has played zero snaps with Jaden Daniels. You've got Brandon Coleman now moving to guard. Has played guard for zero snaps in the National Football League. And Nick Allegretti moves to right guard. And I'm not sure he played there much last year. He was left guard, so that's going to be new for him. But you bring back Tyler Biadasz at center. Look, this is the difficulties of the NFL, especially with the shortened preseason. You didn't really see the new look offensive line. They didn't really protect much for Jayden Daniels. He played one drive, four plays. He didn't even throw the football. He dropped back to pass, decided I'm going to take off and run 14 yards into the end zone against the Cincinnati Bengals. So how does Washington defeat the New York Giants? I think it starts in the trenches. That will be the difference, winning in the trenches. The Giants are a scary test. They really are. And it's not just the defensive line, but it's also, it's the unknown on offense, right? It's the unknown. Russell Wilson, what's he going to be like? Historically, these two teams have fought and fought tight battles, home and away, and have even had a tie. And for most of the last few battles, it's been like Daniel Jones or Tyrod Taylor or Tommy DeVito. Russell Wilson's a Super Bowl champion. Like, there's a big difference. Even though this is Russell Wilson in the back end of his career, the NFL IQ, the knowledge that he brings, I think it's night and day compared to what they had in the previous season. That scares me. The unknown of the offense there. What are they going to get from Tyrone Tracy? Do we have to worry about Cam Scadaboo out of Arizona State? And what are they going to get from Malik Nabers, who torched us last season? He torched us last season. It just drove. Now, I will say, he was going up against some losers, all right? Because we didn't have a good secondary last year, especially week two when things got started. But he torched us last year. I mean, it felt like both games, anytime they needed a first down, they went to Malik Nabers. He had 18 targets in week two. 18 targets in week two, 11 in the later matchup that Washington won 27-22. So they went to him nearly 30 times. And he provided almost 200 yards of offense all-purpose. What are we going to do to stop Malik Nabers? Do you guys trust Marshawn Lattimore? I don't know that I do, but I don't know that I want a rookie Trey Amos to start on him. It's going to be very difficult. He is such a good weapon because he can get open, and he's shifty enough that he can make a guy miss and create an explosive play on his own. Explosive plays could be a difference in this game because I do think it's going to be a battle in the trenches. I really do. How does Washington defend the run? Can they protect Jayden Daniels? And can we establish the run? I think it's going to be trench warfare. Like, both teams are going to try to establish dominance running the ball up the middle. Being able, especially early in the season, just being able to push forward on a third and one. You want to be able to trust your guys without having to go to any type of trick play. But I'm worried about the defensive front for the Giants and the unknown on offense and the fact that historically this has been a close game. The only thing that's in Washington's favor is all that history was before Jayden Daniels. What Jayden Daniels knows is he led the team down the field to beat the Giants and then went to New York with an injury and still got a victory 27-22. And hopefully he's what can take Washington over the top. Because I do feel confident, like I've been telling you, that if it's a one-score game, he'll go win it. And I do like our chances if we get the ball back and it's tied at any point in the fourth quarter. I just want this team to get off to a good start because there's extra motivation that the Giants are going to be playing with. And it's not Washington's the hunters, right? It's not Washington won so many games last year. Now they're the hunted. For me, with the Giants, their extra motivation is desperation. Because coach, quarterback, and GM could all be gone if this year goes south for the Giants. Like, what does a desperate Brian Daboll look like? Is he going for fourth and six in the first quarter at the 50-yard line because he knows he's got to get off to a good start this year? What does a desperate coach look like in Brian Daboll? What does a desperate Russell Wilson look like? Is he running more like he did earlier in his career? Is he scrambling to pick up first downs with his legs? Like, desperate New York Giants team here. They've got their backs against the wall. They know that everybody in America is picking Washington. That's what scares me most about this game. That's what scares me most. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. What's up, Elijah?
Hey, man. Thanks for taking my call, man. I'm so excited for the season to be starting. I don't know what to do, man.
How long has it been since you've been this excited?
It's been a very long time, and I've been going through the city and just seeing Commanders gear, it's been such a pleasant thing to see, man. Just to see even WSA9. I was going down Wisconsin Avenue. They had the Commanders cheerleaders out there, and they had, you know, the Commanders, you know, left hand up truck. It was just cool to see the city embrace at this time, knowing that we have a chance. Now, getting to the game, man, I think our elite athletes are the separating factor. I think early in season, as teams get more adjusted, that's what you're going to see. We saw what Jalen Hurts was able to do running two touchdowns, and how he was able to keep his team, even every time the momentum wanted to shift, he was able to snap this thing in the direction that they were, you know, what they wanted the game to go into. You saw Herbert was able to do that with his leg, icing the game late. Chris Jones crashes down because athletes, guys and quarterbacks in particular who can move their legs in situations and the time is going, that puts a lot of stress on a defense. And I think Jaden Daniels has to be one of the best signal callers to be able to do that, especially this part of the season.
I mean, Elijah, you mentioned it, dude. I'll let you chime in a second, but like, Jalen Hurts was never worried that game. Like, the entire first half, the Cowboys went down the field. His defense couldn't get a stop. They couldn't get off the field. He never worried.
Yeah.
He just made the most of his opportunities.
Exactly. That is, you can't, and it seems like that's the direction that this is moving early. If you have one of those guys, and I think we have the best one, you're going to always be in games. You're going to always have an opportunity throughout 60 minutes to win. Now, I think if we can get – because I think we have a great athletic line. And if I think – we have to remember Connolly gave up zero pressures on pass blocking against Abdul Carter in college. Also, Michael Parsons is like, man, Laramie Tunsil is a problem. So when you have a great offensive line, a center who can set the line properly, and an athletic quarterback to couple with that line, I don't think they're going to be as stressed dealing with that front seven. A guy like Bates, I think, is going to get some good work tomorrow helping out that offensive line. Because if you can get six guys locked down, and I think if you can run Debo, and you can run other guys at that seventh, and Zach Ertz at your seventh underneath defender or that seventh front seven guy, I think we can start bleeding into the secondary. So,
look, I think they're going to struggle to stop us. I really do. I think they're going to struggle to stop us. But how are we going to stop the Giants?
I think it's going to be a positive by negative. If Washington can get up, say, 14 points, which isn't, you know, no one knows what's going to happen. But if they can get 10 or 14 points and force Russell to throw down the field unnecessarily or in situations that he doesn't want to, if the Giants are able to run and play action and do different things and keep us off balance a little bit more, it's going to be harder. But if you can dictate to say you're not going to be able to run the ball as much because we're scoring too much, and if I can force you to pass and Amos and Sanders Hill and obviously Lattimore, and if they know, like, the only way that they're going to be able to stay in this game is by going through us, that, you know, you can start dictating. And Devon says, we know they're passing now. Now I can come alive because I don't have to worry about the run as much. So we just have to be able to handle the run early while we go down the field to make the line between us and the Giants go further away. Appreciate you. That's what I'm looking for.
Good call, man.
Increase the gap. Increase the gap, and then make them have to situationally do more than they can. Because Russell, now you're asking him, I need you to turn the clock back in order to make this game work to 2012. That's what I want him to have to do. Run around, get him off the spot. Don't allow him just to throw the ball down the field. Stay in his face and make him feel like an old man is what I would like him to do.
I'm with you, man. Good call. And I do think an early lead is a great recipe for success here against the Giants. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Dan Quinn has a routine in Washington that most coaches don't do. Instead of naming a season-long captain, he goes week by week and then names three captains for the entire postseason. Well, game one, week one, the captains were revealed. I'll give you my thoughts on them when we return on The Fan. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980, in Richmond 910 The Fan, and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. We'll bring Logan Paulson on at 10:30. Give out my keys to victory at 11. Then I wanted to go around the NFL with our best bets of the weekend. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. What's it going to take for Washington to defeat the New York Giants in week one of the 2025 NFL season? Let's go to Doug in Potomac. What's up, Doug? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Adam. How you doing, buddy?
Good.
So, look, I think you mentioned something earlier about their mindset, about are they going to be the hunter or they're hunted. And I think they are going to see themselves as the hunter. Look, they got to the NFC Championship. They lost in a very, you know, very tough game. But that, for that team, I think they realize that they still have a lot more to accomplish. And if they're going into this season and they go into this game as a hunter, kind of like they did, you know, when they won the Super Bowl back with Doug Williams, they lost the NFC Championship the year before to the Giants in a really tough game. And they came back and, you know, had a very great season. The same thing happened when they won the NFL Championship with Mark Rippon. They lost a divisional series to the 49ers. They're the hunter. And if they're going into these games thinking about that in that way, I think they're going to have an amazing season. So I think, to your point earlier, it's that mindset of being the hunter versus the hunted, and they're the hunter this year. And they're
let me ask you a question.
And they're going to take them out. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me ask. So I understand what you're saying, and I think that is the message that Dan Quinn's been trying to set. And same with Joe Witt Jr. When I listened to his press conference, like Dan Quinn was saying, if you wait till January, the season, you'll have missed it, right? And I think they're trying to emphasize that, yes. Like, if we want to be a playoff team, it has to start today, week one, against the New York Giants. But the only problem is, I do feel like most defensive coordinators spent multiple days this offseason solely focused on Jaden Daniels because of how good he was. So with that, I do think there are going to be teams hunting us.
Yeah, you know what? Let them come. But, you know, one thing, they added Debo, and I think that's going to be a real nice wrinkle that we're going to have in the offense. We got Austin Eckler back, hopefully healthy. You know, so I think there are some things that we added to our offense this year that's going to allow Jaden to do even more than he did last year. And, look, he's got another year with the playbook. And so when we played the Giants the first game of the year last year, that was his, you know, he didn't even have the whole playbook. They didn't have everything built in. Now he's got a whole year, 2 years with this playbook, with Debo, with Eckler. You know, so I feel like the defensive coordinators are going to still have a hard time figuring this kid out. And even if they do, if he's what we think he is, then he's still going to be able to beat him.
Yeah. But did Washington do enough defensively? Last time we saw them, they gave up 50-plus points.
I think that we'll see. Look, the question is to me, I think if we can get better play out of Lattimore and our secondary, and they have come up with, we've got another year with Sam Ristill, who I think was a stud last year. The secondary to me is going to tell us the whole story of this season. If they come to play and if we are able to, shut down some of our, you know, some of the receivers we're going to have to play this year, then I think we're going to have a really good shot. I feel really good about our linebackers. I think our defensive line has been upgraded. It's the secondary to me is like the biggest question mark.
Yeah. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in, and I'll double down on what you're saying. Like, I do like the new look of the defensive line. Kinlaw, Wise, Von Miller added. They should be better at stopping the run. Can they stop explosive plays down the field? It's a question. But you have to like the moves they made in the secondary. I was okay with Marshawn Lattimore being a part of this team once again. You made the move for him last year. He came into a team where he wasn't healthy, and he went from a team that was god-awful to a team that had Super Bowl aspirations. It's got to be so hard to get integrated into that team when you're also dealing with a hamstring injury. So I haven't completely lost my confidence in Lattimore at all. I love what we've heard and what I've seen at training camp from Trey Amos, and Sanders still taking a step forward. And then I think a part of the defense that maybe people are sleeping on is that Jeremy Reeves is going to play on defense this year. Like, Jeremy Reeves, who's been a special team star, is going to probably be, I think, our first safety off the bench this year. And I think you're going to see times where they play three safeties to get him, Will Harris, and Quan Martin on the field. And Quan Martin could take a big leap forward. When I talked to him at training camp, he talked about how this team was flying around the field defensively. And I think it does match the vision that Joe Witt Jr. and Dan Quinn have for their secondary in terms of how aggressive they are on challenging routes. Those are guys that can make a play on the ball. We saw Mikey Samuels still do that last year. You've seen Amos do it at college, and Lattimore's had that in his bag as well. So if the secondary is giving up big plays, okay, but are they creating turnovers? Are they punching them back in the face, right? I mean, because there will be a time, probably tomorrow or this season, where Lattimore gets a pass interference penalty on a third down, right? Benjamin St. Juice did that like all of last season. But what he didn't have is the flip of that, which is where you don't get the pass interference penalty. Instead, you play great defense and you make a play on the ball. Like, we've got to have a secondary that gets off the field this year. And hopefully that's guys like Quan Martin picking up where they left off last year. I mean, that was the play of the season in my mind, the interception return for a touchdown in the divisional championship game against the Lions. It changed the momentum. It certainly felt like it got into Jared Goff's head. We need those kind of plays this season. Starts week one tomorrow against the Giants. LifeWave tweets me, AWOD, I'll leave you with this. We are the hunters, not the hunted. Tony tweets me, AWOD, it's been 33 years since we were Super Bowl relevant. That's a whole generation. We still have the nerves about every game, like we are expecting to get let down. Was told it takes 3 years of consistent winning to change that mindset. We are a good team. Man, just reading that out loud is just crazy to me. It's been 33 years since we were Super Bowl relevant. I sit here today at 32 years old. That's what I'm talking about. I've never seen it. I've never woken up on a Sunday and felt like my team can't just win a game, but we could win the Super Bowl. It's crazy. It's crazy. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. So, the Game 1, Week 1 captains, Jaden Daniels, Bobby Wagner, Jeremy Reeves. Jaden Daniels has embodied that leadership role of a starting quarterback. He leads by example and leading by simply blowing his teammates away with his athletic abilities. All right, like every time I'm at training camp and I've interviewed one of the players about Jaden, they always talk about how crazy it is that he's got the speed, he's got the arm strength, he's got this great combination, and they did feel like the biggest thing he's improved on is reading defenses and being able to adjust. Jaden Daniels deserves to be a week one captain because of his work ethic this offseason, because he stuck with the process. This is what you want out of your quarterback here. You want your QB1 to be a captain. I would have been a little upset if he wasn't. Last year, he didn't deserve to be a captain in the start of the season. Right, I think it wasn't until the Cleveland game that Dan Quinn was like, all right, you're ready to be a leader. You've taken the step forward. It was five games into the season. Week one of this year, Jaden Daniels is one of your week one captains. On the defensive side of the ball, it has to be Bobby Wagner. He is kind of the heart and soul of the locker room. He's the voice of the locker room. He is the most experienced player in the locker room. And as Jaden's talked about, as others have talked about, he's the one that people look to for advice, life advice, game advice, how to get better. That's what Bobby Wagner brings to this table. He absolutely deserves to have a C on his chest as captain. And Jeremy Reeves, like I talked about, he is just such a gamer. He plays so hard and so fast, and it's like impossible to not look at him as a leader because of his super high standards that he set. And I think that's why Joe Witt Jr. is going to use him on defense, because he's letting everybody know, hey, if you're on the field, you need to be flying around that field, sticking your nose into every single tackle, and making plays out there. And that's what Jeremy Reeves brings to the defensive side of the ball. That's why it was so cool to see him in that preseason game. Two of them with a couple of thumping hits. I mean, he was really bringing it, and so did Quan Martin in that Bengals game. And so you need your safeties to provide the hits. That's what made Sean Taylor so great for his time in the nation's capital. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I've got five questions that I think will be answered week one against the New York Giants. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.